Hello, and welcome to Talking GTA Episode 6. I am your host, Hugo One, and this is a podcast about all things Grand Theft Auto related. So, it's been a couple weeks since the last podcast because I have been sick. I didn't want to record a new episode where I sounded all messed up, so I waited, and here we are. So, the previous episode was all about the GTA 6 leak. And there hasn't been a whole lot of development since then. It's kind of all the same stuff. The stuff got leaked. You know, Rockstar and Take-Two kind of scrambled to get it under control. There has been some news about an arrest, a possible suspect who did this, who got a hold of this stuff and spread it on the internet, who was 17 years old out of the UK. That's not 100% confirmed. It's just it just seems to be that this is who was behind this based on things we know, but they can't confirm it considering this person is a minor. So there's some stuff, updates here and there about what's going on with that. But again, it's not 100% confirmed and no major news sources are saying this is the guy or the kid that did it. But that's kind of going on. As we speak, they're taking care of that, which is good because, you know, this stuff was stolen from Rockstar and they should go after whoever stole it and whoever tried to spread it because they took away the element of, I guess, not surprise, but the unveiling of everything they worked on and just kind of put out a rough copy of it. So yeah, definitely sucks for them. And we'll see what happens to this kid. Who knows? It's too early to tell. Hopefully we'll find out eventually. But anyway, so there's a lot of feedback on what we talked about in the previous episode. There are calls to get to, emails, all that stuff. I'm going to get to that a little bit later on. If you want to give your thoughts on that or anything GTA related, please give us a call 1-818-691-5807, or you can email talkinggta69@gmail.com, and we will talk about whatever you're interested in.
Whoa, I thought you were hallucination.
Okay, so in the last episode that I uploaded to YouTube, in the thumbnail of the video about the GTA 6 leak, I included screenshots of the characters because I thought they were fucking cool and I wanted to share them. And then everybody bombarded me in the comments to tell me to take it down and that I'm going to be in such trouble and blah, 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 all this stuff as if I'm some kind of idiot that doesn't understand how things work. But you know, sometimes we take risks in life and so be it. You know, you don't, when you see people smoking, I hope you don't go up to them and start telling them how smoking is bad for their health. They already know that. They know what they're doing and that's how they want to live. This is how I want to live. This was what I wanted to do on my stream. We listen to copyrighted music all the time. These are the risks we take in life to enjoy ourselves. So I wanted to fucking put my beautiful future wife, Lucia, on the thumbnail, and I did, and they didn't take it down. And if they take it down tomorrow, so what? Then they took it fucking down. Who gives a shit? So, calm down, please. Let's, you really fucking derailed the comment section on this video, and we could have been talking about all the cool leak stuff, but you had to play the fucking internet police. So, I just wanted to get that off my chest because, god damn, it's so hard to read through these comments trying to find anything worth talking about when all that stuff is all over the place. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff, positive feedback about the stuff people saw in the leaks, which was, you know, my attitude too. If you missed the last episode, I thought everything looked pretty cool and I'm excited to play it. I'm more excited now. I'm more excited post leak than I was pre leak. So a lot of people feel that way. There's other people that had a lot of negative stuff to say, but, you know, lots of feedback. Thank you for everybody that did comment something about the game other than the thumbnail. So I can't read them all, but I read a lot of them. So thank you so much. I was happy to hear that people are excited. I was unhappy to hear that people thought Rockstar deserved it. That's something that I keep hearing. They deserve this because they took down some mods. I think one thing that's important to remember, not all mods have been taken down. GTA, role play servers and all that shit. That shit's like all over Twitch. It's like the most common thing. They didn't go after them. They didn't go after any of the shit I play, Chaos Mod, Rainbow Miser, any of that stuff. They were looking at very specific things, and you know, you can disagree with them that they needed to take it down or whatever, but also remember that again, Take Two is doing that, and that's their legal team. It's not, you know, the developers at Rockstar. I think I touched on this last time. So just, but be, just don't mix these things up, because I keep seeing a lot of that and it's fucking annoying. So keep that in mind, please. So anyway, don't really have a whole lot of new stuff to discuss this week. I do want to get to these emails and phone calls and stuff. And then, since it seems like everything's calming down on the GTA 6 front, we can kind of get back to talking about other GTA related things, whatever you want to talk about, old games, GTA 5, whatever it is. So give us a call or email and we'll get right to it. So right now, let's get into the emails.
You want the chainsaw, gringo?
All right. So, Justin was being a bitch and I caught him in the comments telling me to take the thumbnail down. So I had to whoop his ass and he's taken a hiatus, or he might show up here or there. Who knows? But we got some other friends over here to read your emails. So, let's get to the first one.
Hey, Hugo. Love the content. One of my favorite memories of playing GTA 3 in 2001 with my brother is doing gun cheats and seeing how long we can survive the cops. We would swap the PS2 controller back and forth. It was new gameplay we had never seen and it kept us occupied for hours. With GTA 6, I think I saw something about needing to ditch cars to help lose the cops. What sort of notoriety system would you like to see in GTA 6? Do you like the increase in realism or prefer GTA 3's San Andreas style? From Chris.
Thank you, Chris, for the email. Appreciate it. Yeah, I did some stuff with trying to survive the cops back in the GTA 3 days. First experience I ever had in GTA was GTA 3, and I pretty much ignored the missions for most of my experience with that. I just kind of ran around shooting people and exploring the city and stuff, so that was a lot of fun. But as far as losing the cops, yeah, I don't want anything too specific. The idea of, like, oh, you got to ditch the car you were in or whatever, I think that's kind of a thing that's in place in GTA 5, where if you get in a different car when you have a wanted level, your little arrow on the map turns dark as if they can't see you or something. They sense you switch cars. So maybe that is becoming a bigger thing in GTA 6, more focus on that. But also, if we got in the car and we got away and we hid, you know, down an alley or in, you know, the woods in GTA 6 or where, whatever they're going to have around, then, you know, we should be able to lose the cops that way as well. So I'm also not opposed to Bribe Stars kind of coming back and being placed around the map. I know that goes against like the realism factor, because that's not a thing. I mean, you can bribe the cops in real life, but you don't do it by picking up some shit in the middle of the street or whatever. So but yeah, I don't know, whatever they decide to do, hopefully it's not annoying. I just don't want it to be something outrageously annoying that we have to do every time, and then it makes the experience negative or something. But anyway, thank you for the email, friend.
Hi, Hugo. How are you? Regarding the different Rockstar universes, do you think that GTA and Red Dead Redemption share the same universe? Dutch in RDR2 mentions going to New York, which makes me think it may be a different universe to GTA. However, there is an instance in GTA 3 where Ray mentions Miami, and the third series of GTA is all set in the same universe, etc. Also, if RDR and GTA are the same universe, do you think it would be cool if in the new GTA, a section of the map could be the RDR map developed into what it would look like in modern times? I know the map will be Vice City for the new GTA, so just hypothetically speaking, I suppose, but just wondered what your thoughts on this were. All the best, who brought me here?
Thank you, who brought me here. Appreciate it. Those are some actually pretty interesting things to think about. Something that they could do as far as Red Dead Redemption 2 connecting to GTA 6 map-wise would be, I think it was called Saint Denis or something like that in Red Dead Redemption, which was New Orleans, which isn't all that far from Florida and Miami in real life. And if they just kind of kept the bones of the city from Red Dead Redemption 2, they could update, you know, I guess everything around and make it a modern day, you know, New Orleans or something. I think that would be pretty sweet. So something like that I had not thought of. So thank you for that. But yeah, I think I remember in Red Dead Redemption 1, there being a mention of New York and a mention of Yale and all these real world places and stuff. And then, of course, like you said, Miami mentioned in GTA 3, which I think this is stuff that maybe they didn't think about initially, so they put stuff in there like that where they called it Miami. But you know, now I guess they would say that, oh well, that's Miami is Vice City, so ignore that he said that or whatever. And then also Tommy says dumb Florida moron in Vice City, so does that mean the new Vice City will be Vice City, Florida, or will it be Vice City some other state or whatever? So yeah, I don't know. That's pretty interesting. Thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it.
From Rocky. Hey, huge. Love the podcast.
Huge.
Love the content. Sweet was garbage. Do you think there was a real Mount Chiliad mystery? Chiliad mural with egg. Jetpack man. UFO. Do you think it all was a guy to see the UFO at 100%? 3 a.m. Thunderstorms? Or do you think that was the starting point for something much bigger? There's a subreddit called R/GEAD mystery that's a rabbit hole for this. Have you been on it? If there is something more to find, do you think we'll ever find it? Continue the great work, and can you shout out my friend Brian? He's a huge fan of yours and put me onto your videos and podcast.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you, Brian, for doing that. Thank you for the email, Rocky. Appreciate it. I would say... I think that whatever, I don't know. I thought that there was initially definitely some kind of Chiliad mystery, and maybe there still is. Maybe it was just never really solved, and Rockstar was like, fuck it, fuck y'all. You don't get shit from us because you didn't solve it. But it just seems like all these years later, and with no other game to kind of like move on to, players would have found something like that eventually. I haven't been on the subreddit or anything. I've seen a little bit of stuff online through the years about it. I remember the UFO after getting 100%, because I got 100% a couple times and saw it and was very excited. But yeah, maybe that could have, maybe there was something more to that after that, and it, and somebody will find it years from now. Who knows? We'll be on GTA 7 and they'll crack the code of the GTA 5 Chiliad mystery. But half of us will be dead by then. So, oh well. And we'll miss out. But thank you so much for the email. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo. Just wanted to know if we can expect guests such as Dark Viper and Swagged or others in the community to share their thoughts on the GTA 6 or leaks of world design and gameplay in the future or otherwise. Them being other big names in the community, it would be cool to have some back and forth thoughts with you. Loving the pod so far. Thanks.
Well, who knows? Who knows what the future holds, just because, you know, this is just kind of a place to talk about this shit. So who knows in what form or fashion we'll talk about in the future. But yeah, maybe we'll hear from those guys. Maybe not. Maybe we'll hear from you guys. I love these emails and these calls and stuff. So I like to hear from anybody.
CJ says he's down for his homies, but he always never kisses them goodnight. I'm starting to think CJ ain't a true Grove Street homie. Your fan, Childish Subi.
Right after I mentioned liking the emails and phone calls and stuff, we're talking about kissing homies.
Wasip Mr. One. So if you ask me, Rockstar have always been really, really good at adding horror and or paranormal elements into their games. Not just GTA Red Dead, but also Bully, Manhunt, etc. Whether it was UFOs, occult stuff, ghosts and all that stuff. It was only in Undead Nightmare where I felt that they really expanded on and told a complete story using those elements. With other games, it's just teased and not explained, mostly left up to interpretation, like with the Chiliad mystery and UFOs in GTAV or the satanic worship in RDR2. My question is, would you ever want to see a full horror game by Rockstar? Maybe you could play a private investigator or FIB agent that works to expose the truth on mysterious disappearances, cultist operations, and inhuman massacres. Appreciate you, Mang, from Zrips.
Thank you, Rips. Appreciate it. I am too much of a little baby to play horror games, but I do think Rockstar would be good at it. And kind of like you said, they have all these things throughout their games that would make you think that they would like to do something like that. They could have easily had some kind of DLC through the years for GTA 5 or GTA Online. I know they did some kind of like kind of slasher game modes in online or something that were kind of cool. But as far as like a full-on game, yes, they should. And they should make it in, you know, whatever, in the GTA universe or something like that. I think that would be pretty awesome. They can tie all that stuff together, but I don't know what they're doing. It seems like they want to make these mega big massive games once every so many years and that's it. So I don't know that we'll ever get something like that, but thank you, friend, appreciate it.
Hey Hugo, you did kind of touched on this last week, but if Rockstar really are going for a Bonnie and Clyde vibe with 6, then doesn't that mean they have to go out together in a blaze of glory? I appreciate what you're saying about being able to do things after completing the storyline, but in this case I'm not sure it would happen, and wouldn't taking away the ability to do post-game stuff add to the impact that our characters are dead? BTW, totally agree. Fuck the idiots who were moaning at the leaked footage. I'm already in love with Lucia. Dat ASSD thick, Mr. Screen.
Thank you, Mr. Screen. You sound weird, but thank you for the email. Appreciate it. I mean, Bonnie and Clyde, I think the idea of that is just kind of like a couple that commits crimes together, and that's where it ends. I don't think that they have to die together, or that one or both of them, or just one has to die. They can both live, but, you know, as long, whatever they decide to do, as long as it makes sense within the story and is a good ending, then I'm fine with it. Even if it means we can only play as Lucia or only play as Jason after the fact. And maybe it'll be up to us again. So who knows? We shall see. Thank you, Mr. Screen.
Hey, Hugo. I'm Chippy Media. I watch you on YouTube and Twitch, and your sense of humor is amazing and your joke timing is great. But with the new leaks, I've been thinking about some of the things that will likely be in Grand Theft Auto 6. I'm thinking that since it takes place in Vice City, they are going to use animals from Red Dead Redemption 2, such as alligators, sea turtles which are outside of Gorma in Red Dead, crabs and pythons and iguanas which are also in Red Dead and are invasive in Miami. Also, seeing that you have the ability to crouch and crawl, I bet there will be some secret places you can only get to by crawling or crouching. Love you, man, and I think it's cool that you interact with the community like this. See ya.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. I didn't think of that before, but like crawling somewhere, you know, that's kind of off the map, or, you know, somebody will discover it because they crawled underneath some opening in a building or something and found a whole secret place, maybe full of aliens or something like we were talking about before. But yeah, that'll be cool. And then, yeah, I think we can definitely expect alligators for sure. Sea turtles, I had no idea were in Red Dead Redemption 2, but that's pretty cool. Yeah, that should be in GTA 6, and fishing, some kind of fishing activity, which since we're going to be, you know, at the ocean, there could be some deep sea fishing or something for some giant marlins or some shit like that. That would be pretty fun and cool to see, at least on a mission, like a big swordfish or something jumping out of the water as you battle it with your rod and reel. But yeah, that would be pretty cool. Thank you for the email.
Hey, Hugo, it's me, Vezikaka112. Been following for years, and this podcast is perfect idea to hear your thoughts and get to hear people's thoughts about the game series we all love. Wanted to ask you on your opinion about one online feature in GTA Vi that came to mind. I'm more single player person, but was just thinking that how do you think they will handle GTA Vi online? Will they let it just be its own thing, close it down, or will they somehow try to expand it to have the Vi map in it? Have a great upcoming winter, and shoutouts to my man Snack and Gorillas Rickstar.
Thank you, Vess, for the email. I don't know. I wonder if they even know what they're going to do at this point, because it's going to be, no matter what they do, there's going to be people that are unhappy, because if they kind of just connect these two worlds and you have, you know, Los Santos, GTA 5 map and GTA 6 Vice City map, and you can go between them or something like that, that would be fucking cool as shit. But, you know, a lot of that stuff is, you know, that, I mean, that map was made a million years ago at this point, so I don't know how well they would kind of go together. Plus, if they don't just make it a whole new online world, then they're going to be people with billions of dollars that come over there and, you know, are going to already be ahead of the game against those that didn't play GTA Online since its release or whatever and want to get into GTA 6 Online. So I would guess that they're going to somehow, you know, wipe the accounts or just you have to start a new account in GTA 6 Online, and maybe they'll give you a bonus or something based on what you have in GTA 5, and then maybe keep GTA 5 Online running for the poor folk out there that need to continue to play it because they don't have GTA 6 yet. Like me, like everybody always comes and asks me when I'm playing San Andreas, hey, what's wrong? You can't afford GTA 5? And, you know, obviously that's not the case, but, you know, they're going to be bullying the GTA 5 players once GTA 6 comes out. So, got to be ready for that. But yes, thank you. That'll be interesting to see what they decide to do. But yes, thank you, Vess. Appreciate it.
What up, Mang? First, I want to say you're my favorite speedrunners on YouTube and Twitch. I love the content and I watch you every day. Keep dropping these funny ass videos and streams. My question is about the length of the storyline missions of GTA. San Andreas has the longest and best storylines in all of the games, in my opinion. Rockstar did a great job to keep you immersed and wanting more throughout the game. The only knock I have on GTA 5 was the game was short and slow filler missions. Do you want the next GTA storyline missions to have more like GTA of the old, or it doesn't really matter to you? Peace out, homie. Tevine.
Thank you, Tevin, for the email. I think, well, my GTA, the trilogy, 3, Vice City, San Andreas, those are my favorite types of missions. Shorter missions, kind of that just, you know, help progress the story and all that stuff. I think one of the things that makes San Andreas, which has this mega long story and all these missions and stuff, seems so interesting is that you have this giant map that you're moving through the entire time. So you're going to all these different places and you're meeting all these new people and you're getting all these missions as you move along. So I think it works very well. In GTA 5, I also felt that the storyline was very short. The first time I beat it, I was like, wow, that's it. And maybe it had something to do with the map. It's like you start in, obviously you start in North Yankton, but then once you're in Los Santos, you're in Los Santos. I mean, you end up in Sandy Shores as Trevor, but you just end up coming back to Los Santos. You don't really, that unlocking of different places isn't there. So, you know, at a certain point, it just kind of feels like it's all the same shit. You know, it's just whatever's happening in the story. So I would rather they go back to shorter, like many shorter missions rather than fewer long missions. That's what I want. So anyway, thank you for the email. Appreciate it.
Would you say without the presence of great writers such as Dan Houser, the story of GTA 6 will be kind of lame and not well put together? And do you think it will be a longer story this time compared to GTA 5? From Claude.
Thank you, Claude. That's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying, well, I don't have any hopes for GTA 6 because Leslie Benzies is gone. Dan Houser is gone. Laszlo's gone. All these people are gone that made GTA games great. And that's true. However, they're not the only good storytellers on the planet. They could find somebody who could write an even better story for a GTA game and bring them on board and have something incredible next time. We could get a great story. And just because those people left doesn't mean that what's coming next is bad. The other thing I think as far as the story goes, I am worried that it's going to be too long. I just mentioned that GTA 5 felt too short at the time. I'm afraid that GTA 6 is going to be like super duper long. And if it's long and it's full of, you know, action, that's fine. But if it's full of a lot of slow-paced missions and a lot of unskippable cutscenes, then I'm gonna struggle to get through. I'll get through it the first time, no problem. Just like I did with Red Dead 2. But I want that replayability. That's the great thing about these old games.
A funny small thing I wanted to show you I found online about the lady protagonist. Lol. Image attached.
Okay, the image attached. I'm gonna stop this real quick and tell you what was attached. It was Lucia, and she's naked on the street, and you see her booty. So thank you for sending that along. Appreciate it.
My question: how do you feel about the Bonnie and Clyde style story that we might get in the next Grand Theft Auto? The leaks seem to somewhat confirm this aspect of the game, or who knows, they might be friends or whatever. Thoughts? Also, small fact about the IRL Bonnie and Clyde from online. Bonnie and Clyde didn't like robbing banks. Bonnie, Clyde, and their associates went on a crime spree from the summer of 1932 through the spring of 1934. So they're often associated with other famous outlaws of the era, like bank robber John Dillinger. But the Barrow Gang of Clyde was the undisputed leader, considered robbing banks too much trouble. Instead, they targeted shops and gas stations, which were less risky. That also means they didn't amass large sums of money and resorted to cracking open gumball machines for extra change.
Damn. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. That's cool to hear. Yeah, so we were kind of just assuming that GTA 6 is Bonnie and Clyde, and because we see a male protagonist and a female protagonist, and that's what the leaks had said. So I like that. I like the idea that they're, you know, in a relationship and out here doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the GTA world. So I'm happy for it. I'm excited. I'm ready to see it.
I can guarantee that GTA 6's storyline will be as follows. Play as a Latina woman with a liberal white boyfriend. Main antagonists are an all-white, far-right-wing militia. Boyfriend pretends to be far-right and infiltrates group. The far-right leader is a fat, ugly and balding white guy from Danky Kang.
Okay, well, we will have to wait and see. I don't know if that will be the case or not, but could be. You never know.
It's my first time sending a question podcast. In Discord chat, you said that port's name Gellhorn might be Nuki West. If so, do you think there might be separate police departments, like INSA or V, where there is regular city cops or sheriffs, depending on where you're at? Also, since it's new map for VC entirely, what do you wish to see in it aside from possible references to 3DVC? From Serger 2001.
Thank you, Serg, for the email. Appreciate it. Yeah, Port Gellhorn looks like it might be Key West just based on the name of the place being related to Ernest Hemingway and his association with Key West. That could be wrong, but it seems like Port Gellhorn is not Vice City. So it definitely seems like it's a different place with a different police force. So who knows how deep that will go, how many cities and towns will be around Vice City on the outside, and what kind of police officers will be in those places, what kind of cars they'll drive and what kind of weapons will they use and things like that. So that will be cool to see. Something I want to see in the new Vice City is, you know, I don't know. I of course, like you said, I would love to see references to the original Vice City. I don't know that they'll do that, but that would be pretty cool. I guess any kind of, I don't know, real world things that relate to Miami in the real world, since it will be the first time going to Vice City in a post 80s world. So anything that happened in the 90s, 2000s, maybe Versace was killed in Miami. Maybe that will tie into the story somehow. Something else. Who knows? We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. Just the whole state of Florida. There's a lot they could parody there, so that would be interesting. But thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right, I'm going to read a couple of emails real quick. Hey, Hugo. My name is Keel from the 925 Outlaw Does Gaming. I know you've got some contact and segments prepped for upcoming episodes of your podcast, but I do have a podcast suggestion, and it's up to you if you'd like to honor it. And I think you should talk about the brands and parodies of products, the subliminal and obvious humor surrounding the brands in the GTA universe. Like, I've listened to the radio commercials for GTA 4 and 5, and they are just out there, hilarious and shocking at the same time. Even in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, there is one mission where CJ and the gang are escaping the Ballas, but they do a car stunt that literally crashes through a sprung billboard where the slogan literally says "the taste of things to come." But after the car demolishes the billboard, it says something dirty and obvious. Even listeners would call in what they think is the worst or best product parody. Another topic, especially since it culminates with recent developments in the GTA 6 leak, what would be a suitable punishment for the 17-year-old British kid who breached and literally stole the source code with the intention of auctioning it off for $100,000, this kid is an idiot and he deserves the worst punishment he's got coming to them to him. How about that? Take care, dude. And I'm already subscribed to Apple Podcasts to Talking GTA. Thank you, Keel David. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I don't know. As far as the idea about the brands and stuff, yeah, that would be something to talk about for sure one day. We can have a big discussion about that because it runs so deep. They've had so many over the years, but yeah, that's a great idea. And then the punishment for this kid, I don't know. Some people were talking and said that there's not like really harsh punishments, I guess, over there for something like this. And he's been caught before, and the punishment was 1 month without internet, which or something like that, something absolutely ridiculous. What I thought was totally like nothing. Like for one, how could they even enforce it? And for two, what the hell? Why not do it again, you know, and try to sell whatever you steal? So, yeah, I think he's got to be monitored. Well, I don't know. You know, it's I don't know if you can monitor him for life, but something. They got to keep an eye on this kid to get some kind of punishment. But thank you for the email. Appreciate it. All right, next one. Sup, Hugo. Been a huge couple of weeks in the world of Grand Theft Auto with these recent leaks. Obviously, it didn't happen under the best circumstances, but I'm quite excited to see their progress so far. I may be alone in this, but I'm really looking forward to hearing the talk radio stations and advertisements in the next installment. Call-in shows with wacky listeners and hosts going completely off the rails were first established in Vice City, so I hope to see classic stations like VCPR make a comeback. I'm also excited to see what kind of wardrobe or customization options are on offer. Maybe see if there's any sundresses for Lucy, if you can dig it. What are some of the smaller details you're most excited to see in this upcoming game? Keep up the great work. All the best, homie. Woods. Thank you, Woods. The radio, I think, will be awesome. I think they could have a lot of fun with kind of like a political talk radio show. They did a little of that in 5 and just previous ones, but just any kind of funny talk radio would be great. Little details. I think seeing the interior of a car and how all the little things kind of move inside of that seems really interesting. As somebody told me, they said it'd be great for VR, and I was like, yeah, man, that would be awesome, because even in just first person, it wouldn't really get the full experience. But if you're a full-on VR in the car and you can kind of reach around and move some stuff and set everything to your liking, I think that would be really cool. And they love doing putting a lot of detail and stuff, so I am looking forward to seeing that. Thank you, Woods, for the email. Appreciate it. Now I got a couple of quick hits, just a bunch of thoughts people had about GTA 6, and I want to just let Justin handle those.
NGL, now we know that the leak was real. I'm more than happy with what I've seen. But no doubt the haters gonna hate from Mr. Screen. It's cool to see the game's mechanics look similar to Red Dead 2. The environment's details, holding weapons, and all that jazz looks dope as fuck. Hopefully combat is improved from Red Dead and GTA V instead of just a shooting gallery. From Doug, hey. It's your boy, Marcus 12345678901234567898 aka Marcus Collins, and I think it's crazy about what we've seen, seeing how movement has changed, how gunplay may change, and the differences in robbing between GTA V and the next GTA. This has riffled my hype for the next Grand Theft Auto, although it is sad how this info got leaked, I will admit that. But those are my thoughts. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, friends, for adding your thoughts. And like I said, there was a lot of good thoughts on YouTube as well. So thank you to everybody who had something to contribute to the conversation. Now let's move on to the phone calls.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
Yo, what's up, Hugo One? Big O'Honis. I'm back. Daniel V. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, we got breaking news that there's GTA 6 leaks going like crazy right now. And I was wondering, like the last time when I called, when is the release of GTA 6 or what I expect to be released. So, yeah, like you said, it was going to be probably 2024, but now since the guy who hacked, apparently he's trying to threaten Rockstar to, you know, release the source codes, you know, and will that cause a delay on the game? And And what are your thoughts on it? Did you see the leaks? And what are your thoughts on about it? All right. Daniel, we sign you out.
All right, thank you, Daniel. The Rockstar says it's not going to change their timetable for releasing whatever they're working on. They were kind of vague in that regard. But if anything, I hope it speeds some stuff up. I hope that this month, October 29th, is the 20th anniversary of GTA Vice City. I just think it would be such a missed opportunity to not say something about GTA 6 on that day or around that day. So I gotta imagine they will do something like that soon. At least, maybe not a trailer, maybe not a logo, maybe just a teaser tweet that says, prepare to go back to where you were in the 80s or something like that. You know, something along those lines. Please, Rockstar, make it happen. But thank you, Daniel.
Hey, Hugo, it's Broccoli. So I feel like with the new GTA, I feel like people are looking at the leaks and don't really understand how game development works. I feel like looking at what we've seen so far with the leaks, I feel like the game definitely has a lot of promise, and it definitely makes me excited to see what we have for the future. I'm wondering what your take is and how you feel if GTA is going to be going in the right direction with this and what we're going to be looking at with the story. It looks like it's definitely going to be a Bonnie and Clyde, but to what extent? Are they dating, or are they friends, or are they, you know, just, I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see what the whole story is going to be like and if it's going to be telling an entire story from, you know, them working from the very bottom and the ground up, them meeting, or if we're going to be dropped right into the middle of them already knowing each other and them building up their sort of empire or whatever from there. I'm curious what your thoughts are. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, who knows? There could be a million different ways they could go with it. I think it would be cool. One way to do it is if maybe, like, let's say the game starts and you're Jason and you're doing your thing or whatever, and we do a bunch of missions and we do a big part of the story as just Jason, and then eventually he meets Lucia because she's doing, you know, holding up a store that he wants to hold up or whatever, and then they get together, and then we do a bunch of missions as them together, and then at some point, you know, something happens to Jason, now it's Lucia the rest of the way by herself or something. So it doesn't have to be just, you know, two character system from the beginning to end. But yeah, everything I've seen looks totally awesome. I can't wait to see more. And I can't wait to play it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but we will have to wait and see. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo. It's Rain here. And I was just listening to your feedback about Grand Theft Auto 6. And I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And I think it sucks that people are trying to ruin it by exposing the game long before it comes out, even though all of us are enthusiastic about it. I think you're right. People should just let it come to us when it's time to come, because that's a lot of work and effort for our behalf to put out a game that everybody's excited about, been waiting for and asking for a long time, to have somebody come and screw it up. So I agree with you on that part. Now I have a question for you. And commentary about some of the things. So hopefully I don't take too long on this one. But anyways, here it goes. When it comes to this new GTA 6, I think a lot of us GTA players have all wanted that universal GTA where you get all the maps all in there. So you get San Andreas, you get Vice City, and you get that one. So the GTA Americas that you're speaking upon, I'm hoping that that's the concept, because I think that's what a lot of people love to have. And on the Unreal Engine, dude, and if you give the game the spice like it had in San Andreas, where you could do all the things you could back in 04, dude, this game is going to be amazing, especially the way it's going to look on Unreal Engine. I think it's going to be badass. That's what I've been hoping they would do to this one. So let's hope that they still achieve that and put it on Unreal Engine when they bring it out. But anyways, yeah, man, they need to stop trying to ruin the game, and people just need to grow up and just enjoy what you've been given. If you don't like GTA 6, if you didn't like 5-4, whichever, they're there for you to go and play. They're not like you are excluded from playing them anymore. And just let the game rock, dude. When it comes down the pike, enjoy it for what it is, you know, and then take it from there. Anyways, man, hope you support this one. Have a good one. Peace out. And good show, brother. Peace.
Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Yeah, I agree. I'm excited with what I've seen so far. And I think it will look pretty cool. And but there are definitely people that are that have a lot of negative things to say about it. But yeah, they got other games they can play, definitely. But we will see. We will see what happens. So thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it. Love hearing everybody's thoughts on GTA 6.
Hey, what's up, Lamar? I was just wondering, now having seen the new characters, what do you think of the first male protagonist that we've seen in GTA 6 so far? Do you think he'll be a good character or a sad character?
If we're talking about Jason, the dude that we see in the leaks and stuff, he has a hat on and like a grungy kind of dirty ass outfit, wife beater, or just tank top, whatever you want to call it. He looks like a kind of typical Florida man. You know, I don't know how he's going to be. I imagine he's going to be. Usually these characters, these main characters, are pretty, you know, smart people, or they seem like they know what they're doing, whether they're just good at being criminals or just overall intelligent people. So hopefully he's not just some fool or whatever. But yeah, and I don't want to judge a book by its cover. But yeah, he looks interesting. I don't know. We'll see. But if there's any kind of customization, he won't be wearing that for long. You know, we'll get to switch it up. We saw Lucia; she changed her outfit in some of the clips. I mean, she didn't change her outfit. We just saw different clips with her wearing different stuff. So, but yeah, I so far I have a positive. I'm optimistic that be a good character. Talking about Jason.
Hey Hugo, it's Clay Doggy again. Hey, so I'm actually listening to your last week's podcast right now about the GTA 6 leak, and I thought I'd just go in and call it in. I think it looks awesome. I'm in the same boat as you, man. I am super pumped. I am excited. I've already beat 5 many times, and I'm ready for another GTA. For anybody out there who's complaining about this leak or anything like that, this is an early build. There is, like, this is not representative of what the final product is going to look like. This is just early stuff. Every video game, every movie, every TV show, everything you do has a production cycle. This is not what it's going to look like in 2 years. So everybody just kind of needs to calm down about that. It looks awesome. I'm super pumped. There's a lot of people on Twitter right now talking about, oh man, I feel so bad for them and I feel bad for the developers and all that. I don't feel bad for the developers. I feel bad for the IT security team at Rockstar or Take-Two or wherever, because they have a problem and they're probably working crazy overtime right now trying to fix wherever that leak came from. Sucks for them. For the developers and everything like that, honestly, I don't see how this changes anything, man. Like, I'm excited. I'm going to buy it on day one. 1 billion people are going to buy it on day one, and it's going to make more money than GTA 5 ever made. This leak does nothing to affect that. So I kind of don't. I don't really understand why people are freaking out so much about this. It sucks for them, sure, but it's not going to affect anything 2 years from now. That's it. Keep it good work, homie. Awesome. Shout-outs to Waki, and fuck sweet. See ya.
Thank you, Clay Doggy. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think I saw one of the developers or some video game developer on Twitter saying that they were kind of just bothered by the fact that people were judging this unfinished product, like you were saying, as if it were finished or something. So I think any reasonable person knows that it's unfinished, and they're, you know, probably excited if they like what they saw, which a lot of us did. So hopefully they're happy about that. I wonder, talking about the leak specifically itself, it seems like somehow somebody got into, you know, somebody's account that had access to the Slack chat or wherever they were sharing all this stuff. So that specific person that allowed that kind of got tricked into giving up their login credentials or whatever, however it happened. Yeah, I feel bad for them. They're probably fucking in big trouble. And that sucks to be the person that was responsible for getting GTA 6 leaked. But yeah, I'm excited. about everything we saw, and it was awesome. Thank you so much, Clay Doggy.
Hello, Hugo. Do you shower in doo-doo?
I do not. Thank you for the call.
Man, I can't believe that GTA 6 shit, man. That shit crazy than a motherfucker. Hopefully the game come out soon, though. Can't wait to see some animated titties.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm so excited for Grand Theft Auto 6. I can't wait to go to strip clubs and steal cars. It's going to be so much fun.
What are the chances all three of those last call were the same people? I think 100%.
Hey, yo, this is Pete Wentz from YouTube. Big fan, started following me about a couple years ago. Question. So with the recent release of GTA 6, Rockstar most likely has to delay the game because the source code was also leaked with this as well. Your thoughts on how long the delay will be? A year, a couple years? What are your thoughts? I think we'll probably get a 2026, 2027 release of the game. And your thoughts? Because this is potentially, if not the biggest leak in gaming history. Love it. No one's your thoughts are. Appreciate it, Hugo. You're the main.
Thank you for the call, friend. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. They say that it's not going to delay it, but who knows if that's true. I don't know how much really got leaked. There's a lot of conflicting information about source code and stuff like that and what's actually happening, what's out there, if this kid sold anything. Some people might have got scammed thinking they were buying something. So I don't know. Who knows? It would be nice to know, you know, a release date or a timetable, which I always feel like they're for thinking back. I remember them pushing back GTA 4, GTA 5, all these things multiple times. I remember waiting and waiting and waiting. I think maybe Red Dead Redemption 2 had that as well. So I'm already prepared for them to push stuff back, especially since one of the things that was changed at Rockstar recently was that they're not pushing the developers to like work really hard at crunch time. So I think that's going to definitely lead to a delay, but who knows how much of the game is already finished and stuff. And if this will really have any impact on the release, but I am excited to hear some official word from Rockstar about it all because it's exciting. It is the biggest leak in gaming history, I think, at least in my world, which is mostly just GTA stuff. So very exciting. Okay, so that's it for this week. I really enjoyed hearing everybody's thoughts and feelings about the GTA 6 leaks. We can continue to talk about them and can talk about anything else you want to talk about in the world of GTA. So feel free to give us a call, 1-818-691-5807. You can also email talkinggta69@gmail.com and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. So thank you to everybody that did call and did email. Quick thanks to all the YouTube members, as always, appreciated. Big thank you to Lucas Gola, who's hit me with a couple donations on YouTube recently. Appreciate it, friend. Go ahead and follow me on TikTok. Oh, by the way, I have a TikTok, GTA 6 related TikTok where I had Jason and Lucia having a romantic moment set to Journey Separate Ways. They got like 100,000 views and a bunch of stupid ass arguments in the comments about GTA 6 and just a mess. It's the internet. But anyway, Hugo_1_Mang on TikTok. Twitch, Hugo_1. YouTube, Hugo1. Hugo1 Streams, Hugo1 Shorts. Which I'll get back to that eventually. But yeah, that's it. That's it for this week. Thank you to everybody that listened. Appreciate it. Catch you next time. Peace out.